What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 71, and I'm here with Rylan.
Yeah, before this episode starts, once again, make sure to join our Discord, you know, link in the description, whatever you're watching us on, probably. The link will probably be there. If not, you can go to our Instagram, and it's there also. So, yeah, go and get into it.
All right. All right, so last week, past couple of weeks, we've been talking about Nintendo suing Yuzu and Yuzu getting shut down. And now another emulator's got shut down, but for a different reason.
Yeah.
Game Boy emulator shuts down.
I didn't really think a lot of these emulator companies start shutting down, but
we talked about it we thought that they would, and we kind of thought, no, they probably won't, but here,
yeah.
I mean, and then the next episode, we're talking about another one that.
Yeah, it's crazy. I didn't think any of them would actually, you know, quit. Another emulator is shutting down. Pizza Emulators, which made Game Boy Advance and Game Boy Color emulators on Android, has pulled all of its apps from the Google Play Store. And a message on Discord, developer David Barra writes, he is shutting down the emulators to prevent my family over the development of my apps. The move follows Wizu's $2.4 million settlement with Nintendo that we talked about.
Right.
And, you know, Citra's 3DS emulator shutdown. So this is another one that just got shut down.
Right, and it wasn't directly from Nintendo. This guy, he just wanted to prioritize his family over the development of his app. So I understand that. Like, he's doing pretty well for himself after making the emulator and everything.
Yeah.
And he's just ready to just spend time with his family, which I completely understand that. Nothing wrong with that at all.
I've noticed a lot of people, like YouTubers and stuff, that have retired. Matt Pat, that's what he's doing. That's the reason he's
retired. And he's young, too.
He spent 13 years, you know, posting nonstop, whatnot. But he's going to focus on his kid and his wife and everything now.
Right, and I completely understand. I mean, if you got the money, then retire young. I mean, why not? But
yeah. And if you ever need to come back.
Yeah, I mean, Matt Pat definitely could come back if he wanted to. To do whatever, but for a Game Boy emulator, it's not that hard, so most games are going to work fine without further development. But like Citra and Yuzu, it's different because not every game is working perfectly, and with that development stopping, that's where it kind of hurts that it's going to take a while before somebody with the knowledge that the development team had with Yuzu or Citra will have on those platforms again, except for the Ryujinx guys. They're really smart with it. It's a really good Switch emulator, like I've talked about last week. But I mean, it just sucks that more emulators are shutting down.
Yeah, it does suck. I didn't think, as I said, you know, what was it? Wasn't the last episode or whatever we were talking about it?
I don't know, it was the last episode or one before that. I don't remember.
Yeah, but I really didn't think they would shut down, like, the emulators and whatnot.
They're just, I mean, some of them might be scared. I don't know, but I talked about Drastic Emulator, Drastic DS. They used to charge for their emulator. Now it's free, so Nintendo's scaring developers for emulators right now.
Crap, I would be pretty scared too.
Yeah. All right, so last Sunday was Mario Day, March 10th, and we had a little mini Mario Direct, and we have the announcements from that Direct.
I'm not sure if this is everything, but I feel like it might be. Okay, here's March 10th marks the sacred day of Mario Day, where fans around the world celebrate our favorite platforming plumber. Shigeru Miyamoto Sen joins us to introduce some updates with the Mario universe. To start, the Illumination team is hard at work the next installment in the Super Mario Bros. Movie franchise. So, there's going to be another Mario movie.
There is, and it's supposed to release April 3rd, 2026.
I see that here. And, it says, like, it's going to release April 3rd, 2026 in other territories alongside the release. To wrap the announcements, players can enjoy Paper Mario, the Thousand Year Door on May 23rd for later this week on March 12th through the Nintendo Switch subscription. So, play Paper Mario as well here.
Yeah.
I didn't really get much besides the movie.
Okay. I got you. So like Rylan said, Shigeru Miyamoto, he announced that there is another Mario movie in development.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, that's
the first Mario movie was amazing.
It was so good. I watched this right after they announced this. I watched the Mario movie. I was like, that makes me want to watch the Mario movie again. So while I got my hair cut, I watched the movie. and then they also announced the release date for the remake of the Paper Mario, the Thousand Year Door. It's going to be released May 23rd, which is my dad's birthday, 2024.
And so soon.
Yeah.
The next 2 months?
Next month. In the next month.
Next month? Month?
Next month is April.
Okay. Yeah, two months.
Two months. You're right. I'm done. Yeah. I'm done.
That going? 2 months?
Yeah. And then Luigi's Mansion 2 HD also got a release date for June 27th, 2024.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't have that at all.
And then they also added some Mario games to the Game Boy, Nintendo Switch Online. Dr. Mario, Mario Golf, and Mario Tennis for Nintendo Switch Online Game Boy tier.
Yeah.
And then also, that was on March 12th, those arrived. So you can go play those at the time of recording and after. And then LEGO and Nintendo have announced that LEGO Mario Kart sets will be racing to store shelves in 2025.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. That'd be expensive, I bet, though.
It probably would. It depends how big the tracks are.
Yeah.
I did have the Luigi's 2 thing. And crap, never mind. I just looked over him. But that LEGO set sounds cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's going to be... I'll probably pick it up. That'd be a good backdrop. Like a Mario Kart cart, you know, for a good background.
Yeah, like a little Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Car.
I've had some before.
I know they made, like, Mario Kart the Legos before, haven't
I? Yeah, because I had some when I was younger, but maybe they're making bigger ones because these were like small. But
like little cars you can build.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Probably they had like probably 5 pieces.
Yeah, it wasn't very many. Like the whole body itself was together. You just had to put like the wheels and maybe the axles in and stuff like that.
It's like basic kind of.
Yeah, build. I think like the mufflers, like the 2 mufflers on top, you had to stick down. It was pretty basic. Yeah. All right. We'll move on. A studio is working to bring PS1 and PS2 games to PS5.
Sadly, don't got a PS5. I plan on getting one around Christmas or so, though, after I get everything from
everything else.
Yeah. But I got here. According to new rumors, your PlayStation 5 console might possibly support classic PS1 and 2 games, and even games made for the PlayStation Portable, the PSP, handheld. This information comes from LinkedIn page of Implicit Conversions. Sorry, I was about to say conversation. An emulation studio that mentioned their supposed partnership with Sony Interactive Entertainment / PlayStation to bring these games to current gen console and even the older PlayStation 4. So
they are coming to PlayStation 4. So you can
play. It's gonna be PlayStation 1, 2, and PSP apparently, because it said PSP 2.
Yep, PSP. Yep, it's going to come to PS4 and PS5.
Yeah. It says, however, the statement was soon retracted by the emulation company, changing it to, we are working with clients to bring NES, PS1, PSP, and PS2 games to, games to PS4, PS5, Nintendo Switch, and Xbox.
What?
There's a whole bunch. I don't know. It says Xbox, NES.
And Switch?
Yeah.
PS1, PS2, and PSP to Switch and Xbox.
Okay, what it says here, we are working with clients to bring NES, PS1, PSP, and PS2 games to PS4, PS5, Nintendo Switch, and Xbox. Brat?
I don't know about that.
I think this
website maybe
broken. Maybe you might be talking about like certain games,
like to their specific consoles, maybe like NES to Switch, and then PS1, PS2. They worded it all together, but what they meant was those specific systems.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants—they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah,
get their specific games.
Yeah, so they've worded that.
Now, if they got, if we got PS1, PS2, and PSP on the Switch, I mean, I'll take it, but I seriously highly doubt it.
Yeah.
I'd say they just worded that wrong, and they meant they would go, like, NES go to Switch, PS1, PS2, PSP would go to,
They worded that terribly.
Yeah. So basically, don't get your hopes up that PS1, PS2, and PSP is going to the Switch or Xbox. They're not. They're PS1, PSP, and PS2 is only going to PS4 and PS5.
Yeah.
They just worded that all weird.
I don't know why they worded it like that.
But we'll move on. All right, so we talked about it last year around April, I think it was. Multiverses was shutting down, and now Multiverses is returning on May 28th.
I actually liked Multiverses whenever
it was good.
They came out. It was a like it was different because you know you had a whole bunch of different characters from Warner Brothers. You had LeBron,
yeah,
and all that. You know. Fighting, which was awesome. You know, Smash Bros. Type of game. I liked it.
With different characters, you know, it was characters that obviously would never come together unless they were owned by Warner Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. That was really cool. You had the Iron Giant and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Iron Giant was overpowered.
Yeah.
But I got here. It's been a busy several few months for the four fighting game fans between the likes of Street Fighter VI, Tekken 8 and Mortal Kombat 1 arriving. Another game is entering, or more accurately, re-entering the fray as Warner Brothers platform fighter. Multiverses will be returning May 28th and will be available on PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, Steam, and the Epic Game Store. Multiverse is Warner Brothers' take on the Smash Bros. Series, the aim to weaken enemies, close to knock them off platforms instead of controlling the likes of Mario, Link, Pikachu, and Steph Roth. The roster is made up of characters across the Warner Brothers properties, including DC Comics, its movies, hence the, you know, LeBron.
Right.
Space Jam. Says here from Space. From Space Jam, and even HBO, it's even an enjoyable 2v2 take on the format. The free-to-play game debuted in July of 2022. Yeah, going, it's almost been 2 years already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy. And it was an instant hit, brought 20 million players in its first month. Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah,
however,
it was a big hit.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, I seen a whole bunch of TikToks on it. Mm-hmm. You know, I seen a whole bunch of Instagram, like everything. Every like social media platform is popping off with the game.
Yeah. Let's
see here, where was that? Okay. However, the player counted derailed quickly, at least on PC, amid complaints of lack of updates and new characters development. Developer Player First Game said some fans were was the fact that many spent money on the game to unlock characters cosmetics, only for it to go offline for what turned out to be another 10 months. It did go offline for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Along with the full release date, game director Tony Huyana, I guess is how you say that?
I don't know.
Announced some of the updates to Multiverse. There will be, of course, new characters. He didn't reveal any of the fresh faces, but I might have my fingers crossed for a couple of names from Succession and The Last of Us showing up. Just because you can also expect more stages, fresh attacks from each character. We'll learn more details in the lead up to the release date. Player First Games rebuilt the game from the ground up using Unreal Engine 5 to improve the character lighting and visuals. Hyona says the team incorporated new rollback netcode to minimize lag for online players to ensure consistent performance. There will also be player versus environment mode that will allow you to play the game without having to square off against other players. That's pretty cool. That sounds...
Yeah, so like you said, they kind of basically redid the whole game from the ground up to make it look better, play better, and everything.
Yeah.
So that's why it took so long, but it is coming back, and I'm kind of excited. I'll pick it up on Steam. I played it on Xbox just a couple of times when it first came out, but now that I have a PC, yeah, I'll probably play it on Steam.
It was fun. You know, I streamed it a couple of times, you know, whenever I had my old Twitch and everything.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoyed playing it. I really did. You know, it was probably one of my favorite games whenever I.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Like around that time, it was a good game.
So yeah, May 28th, 2024, Multiverses will come back. So for our last topic, just going back to the Mario Day Direct, what was your favorite announcement from that?
The movie.
The movie?
Yeah, the movie. I can't wait because I love the first Mario movie.
Yeah, it was really good. Really good.
People hated on Chris Pratt's voice.
No, he done such a good job. Like,
I know.
All right, so whenever I'm watching that movie, I don't even think about Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Like, when I hear his voice, I just like, oh, that's Mario, you know? Like, he done such a good job. And same with Jack Black. Like, when I heard Jack Black was going to be Bowser, I was like, nah, that's not going to work. But he done such a good job with Bowser.
Yeah, he did. Like, you would think, like, Bowser would have that deep, deep voice.
Yeah. Yeah, so same thing. Like, when I hear Bowser talk, like, I don't think Jack Black.
Yeah, like, you just think, oh, wait, that's Bowser.
That's Bowser. Like, he done a really good job. Both of them really did. So, and Seth Rogen is Donkey Kong and everything. Like, they picked a pretty good cast to voice all the characters.
Yeah, they really did. It was a really good movie.
Yeah.
Overall.
I was definitely surprised to get the announcement for the movie, but my favorite announcement is still probably Luigi's Mansion release date, because I'm really looking forward to that game. At least I never got to finish it because it's a stupid dog. And then, I don't know, I'm really looking forward to it. And you can't, like, even though I own the cartridge and everything, and on Citra, you couldn't play Luigi's Mansion 2 because it wasn't compatible yet. And it's never going to be compatible for Citra because they shut it down. So you can't just play Luigi's Mansion 2 on an emulator because it's not playable. So you just can't get through the game. It's too laggy.
But that really sucks that they shut it down. I hate that they shut down that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that was definitely not expected, but Nintendo's happy they got 2 for 1.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, you guys can't screw us over.
Yeah, exactly. But, guys, that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you for watching or listening. Remember, you can always watch us live on Kick and YouTube. Come chat with us in the Kick chat. We'll always answer on stream. We don't care. But make sure to follow us on all of our podcast socials, our YouTube, Twitch, Kick, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Join our Discord server. Once we get 30 members, we will have a movie night. We have 20 right now, so invite your friends. And then you guys can vote on a movie if you want.
Yeah.
Buy our merch on Redbubble and Printify. If you want custom merch, you can DM us on Discord and Instagram. Rylan, do you have anything?
No, but we are at 70. We're at 175,000 total downloads. Pretty awesome. Yeah. Also, you know, finally got a sponsor on this
podcast
now.
Yeah, thank you to Marvel Strike Force for sponsoring today's episode. And also, Marvel Strike Force, if you're listening to this on our actual podcasting platform, there's going to be a link in the description on all of our episodes, not just this one. So you can use the code in the description. So
I think it's code MAXPOL
with all caps. Yeah. There's a unique link for us, but none of them's working for some reason. So you can just use the code and get some gives. I mean, it won't go towards us, but that's fine. You know, none of the links are working for anybody. So it's not just us, but, just if you want to play that game, go ahead. We appreciate them for sponsoring the episode.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys. And we'll catch you in the next episode.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.